Economics, demographics, and spreadsheets make a lot of people's eyes glaze over, but they're sort of Melanie Scheiben's jam.
I'm the director of Raincoast Data, and we do economic indicators and economic reports for all of Southeast Alaska.
And she's also a mom with two kids in the school system.
So I'm doubly curious about how enrollment is going.
She was eager to dig into the Juneau School District's preliminary student count. On her office desk in downtown Juneau, she's got printouts of three multicolored charts and the student count spreadsheet in front of her.
What are you actually looking at here?
I have all these old charts from JADC when I worked there. So I used to just keep up these numbers and I couldn't find
her. Her head's down, so popping from chart to spreadsheet to chart, as she works the new information into her picture of Juneau.
You can see that I'm kind of obsessed with all data about Southeast Alaska and all numbers. And tracking population is a really good way to track the economic health of a community. And tracking student enrollment numbers is another good way to track that.
The conventional wisdom says that the size of state government and its budget are also good economic indicators in the capital city, since so much of the money moving around is state workers. So if policymakers have been hacking away at the state budget, about $800 million and more than 300 jobs this year alone.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I keep running the numbers and I keep trying to see that. I keep trying to see this decrease. And I think, you know, when we pay attention to the news and we pay attention to the budget and what's going on at the state, we're all expecting to see this fiscal contraction and a reduction of economic indicators. But the reality is that what's going on at the state level hasn't hit the communities yet. It hasn't hit Juneau yet.
Scheiben says the way state jobs are being shed could also explain why the contraction hasn't pushed school enrollment numbers down. Many of the jobs are being shed through attrition by leaving retirees' positions unfilled. And retirees typically don't have kids to pull out of school. That's her take on why student enrollment isn't declining, but why is it growing? She said it could be millennials' kids starting to enter the school system. She thinks this could be the end of a school enrollment trough that began in the 1998-1999 school year. And
in many ways, the Juneau economy is booming.
Scheiben says Juneau has a strong private sector. Juneau's population and job numbers are the highest they've ever been. And more people are flying into Juneau than ever before.
And so you haven't had that impact yet. It's coming. I think it's coming. I'm not looking forward to it. But 2016 is still appearing to be a really strong year for the community.
In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.